This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, joining me right now, Metropolitan Window video screen. You can watch it and hear it stream live, kdkradio.com, and click on KDKA Watch. He's Lauren Uran. It's the Inside Connection. It's MediConnect. We have a lot to get to, but we always like to begin with just some chit-chat, a little coffee clutch time, small talk, because there's always something fun happening in the world that is MediConnect, the Inside Connection. So a lot of people say, so what do they do when it's not an enrollment period? The work is never done. They're hiring new agents. They're kind of continuing to get re-educated. They're out and about in the community. They're doing seminars. So it really is 365 days a year, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the annual enrollment period, which we know is our busiest season in the fall, you know, it is definitely your go, go, go. It's long hours. It's long days. But I've been doing this about 15. This will be my 15th annual enrollment period coming up, I think. And I mean, there must be something wrong with me that I like it, but you just enjoy that kind of energy that comes from it and going and helping all these people. But when you're doing that, you're kind of in it and you're just, you know, you're doing the benefit comparisons. But the rest of the year, where planning comes into effect, and you're talking about, you know, our certifications, our annual certifications. I'm in the process of working through those right now. They're starting to release the education, continuing education credits for our licenses. And then planning out and trying to improve our processes and make a better client experience for our consumers. So all year round are we working, you know, annual enrollment period, again, is that busy and you're doing long hours, but some of that mental stretch the rest of the year can definitely be a lot, but it's all for a good cause, right?
All right, so it's going to be always a good time any weekend that MediConnect is on the air, because they give you all sorts of fun facts and things that you can use when you're out there picnicking and partying and family reunions. Great way to break the ice as far as conversation is concerned. So let's start off by talking about this day in history. So if it comes up later today at a picnic or a gathering and someone says, July 19th, boy, that reminds me. So what happened on this day?
All right, so what happened on July 19th in 64, the year 64 A.D., the Great Fire of Rome devastates much of the city. In the year 1903, a little bit more close to where we are now than 64, Maurice Garin wins the first Tour de France. I was excited to see that one because my significant other, he is actually starting to train for the Ironman.
Yes.
In Austria. So he got one of the bicycles and he might get mad at me for telling this story.
Listen, he's already an Ironman. He does concrete for a living.
He definitely is. But he had to get one of the bicycles because you do 112 miles or something like that bicycling. So your feet clip in. And he had never been on one of those bikes before. So he started doing his training the other day and he was going up a hill and got stuck, and then he didn't know how to unclip, so he was bouncing the bicycle. I wish I wouldn't have been at work.
I knew he was going to do that, but where's it going to be?
Austria.
That's like, when is that?
I think it's next June.
You realize what that entails.
Oh, he's going to start training, running. I think, in a week and a half, so... Yeah.
I mean, don't you think just swinging a sledge would be enough for working a jackhammer?
My goodness. I was talking to somebody else that had family that did... one of the marathons in London, and they were like, this is what you do. You scope out the spots, and then like one of their spots was near the Tower of London. So they scheduled their little tour of the Tower of London so that they would have enough time to come out and watch. So I'm going to have to map out my day in Austria, but I'm excited to go sightsee. So.
That's going to be pretty cool. Okay, what about 1941?
All right, so in 1941, Tom and Jerry officially debuts in The Midnight Snack, first episode, all the way back in 1941.
I love Tom and Jerry. It's the cat and mouse. Do they talk?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I don't think they do.
I don't think Jerry the Mouse talks.
I don't think so either.
All right. Now, 1848.
1848. We went back in history a little bit there, but the Seneca Falls Convention begins launching the women's suffrage movement.
Wow. All right. Now, birthdays. Tom and Jerry also,
so we put Tom and Jerry down there, right? It's their birthday. So happy birthday to Tom and Jerry. We salute that iconic duo. Also, a few other familiar names. One of my favorites, all-time favorites, Mr. Brian May from Queen. Not only is he a composer, a guitarist, but aerospace degree as well. Very smart man. Yes, absolutely. So very smart man. And Benedict Cumberbatch, the actor, turns 49 today. So happy birthday, everyone.
Absolutely. Now we're going to do the trivia question. If you think you know the correct answer, 412-922-1020, you're going to win a $15 Get-Go gas card. First caller that gets it, $15 Get-Go gas card, 412-922-1020. What is it?
What artist holds the record for the best-selling album of all time? Which artist holds the record for the best-selling album of all time?
You know, it's funny you should do that question today. I was thinking on the way into work today, Miley Cyrus has a new song out, and I was just kind of thinking about the way music is distributed today.
Mm-hmm.
How do these artists make money? Because it all basically downloads, and if you want, you can find just about anything in the way of music today.
You're so right, and like I actually got rid of all my CDs. I got rid of all my CD discs. I have Spotify, so like I just download and I have my playlist and everything, but you know the fan of music and history that I am, so I do have a vinyl collection, so I listen to my vinyls, which is what I prefer. But yeah, for the streaming, I mean, you don't really need to sell an album anymore.
No. Well, I think they said the old days the concerts were to sell records, but now the music sells the concerts. And that's
right.
where they kind of make their living now. There's a documentary on HBO that just started about Billy Joel.
Okay.
And goes back to the record days when records, you had people out promoting and selling and agents and promotional people going to radio stations to get the product on the air. Man, that was a grind back
right.
in the day. You didn't realize, I mean, recording for hours upon hours, morning, noon, and night, pressing and getting it out and getting it to these stations. A lot of work.
One of my favorite, I think it was a Pink Floyd documentary. And when they made the song Time and they went out into London and recorded different clocks and the way that they had to fit that and play those recordings to record it on the album, like what they did kind of built everything that we do today with music. But I always just found that fascinating, and that kind of reminded me watching that documentary, and they talk about just that process even to get things onto a vinyl.
Yeah, and they had the big Ampex reel-to-reel tape recorders. They didn't have like a little, like a computer or a laptop
right.
or a smartphone.
It's like a whole room.
Yeah, so
right.
it was a really big deal. Well, even back in the day, Katie Kay had their own orchestra. I mean, the world has evolved, but because of technology, it's gotten even smaller. And speaking of technology, you got to go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab, where you can register for these upcoming seminars. They're free, but you got to register, or you can call. We've got advisors there, as we always do on Saturday till noon, 888-818-6334. So here is where they will be, at a neighborhood near you.
All right. So as you mentioned, you know, that technology virtual, on that seminar tab, there is the option for a virtual seminar. So feel free to sign up for that if you want to watch that from your own home. A little bit nicer than having to get yourself out sometimes, you know. But the in-person ones, if that's what you would prefer, and one of my favorite things to do is host these, is first one is July 22nd at 6 p.m. and we'll be at the Swickley Library in Swickley. August 5th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Hampton Inn West Mifflin off of Lebanon Church Road. August 12th, 6 p.m. we'll be at the Hampton Inn in Bell Vernon. And August 19th, 6 p.m. we'll be at the Hampton Inn in Butler.
You did it so quick, I didn't get to go Lebanon Church Road, Pittsburgh.
I literally thought that, Rob, and then I was like, oh, I'm going to do it on the next one, so I'm glad you caught me.
Hey, we have a winner, by the way, already to the trivia question, and that person is John from Pittsburgh. So the question and the winning answer, please.
John, thanks for calling in, and the question was, which artist holds the record for the best-selling album of all time? And that answer is Michael Jackson's Thriller.
You know, Michael Jackson could not read music. He did not play an instrument. But they said he had such an eclectic ear that he could do the sound of anything, a guitar, a drum, and basically freelance and just kind of put it together musically and how he would want it to sound. And then the musician basically would pick it up after he would kind of mimic the sounds of what a guitar would sound like. He was really amazing when you think about it.
Did you see the documentary they did on Netflix about the one night in history with like all...
Yeah, We Are the World.
And the We Are the World documentary. And then they were talking about, Lionel Richie was talking about their process and working with him, and he'd be over Michael's house, and all of a sudden Bubbles the chimpanzee would just like drop into the room, and but Michael's just creating. It was such a neat thing to hear. I was cracking up, but it was really cool to hear.
Eddie Murphy said that later in life, for Bubbles, when he was getting older, he went to Michael's house, Neverland, and there were like giraffes walking by and all this other stuff. And he said Bubbles was old and he was cantankerous, and he'd be like hanging under the bar, shaking back and forth and screaming all this just anger, you know? And Michael said, whatever you do, Eddie, don't touch the cage. Don't go near the cage. Well, listen, Frank DeLeo, who was his longtime manager, who has been with me many times, God rest his soul, on the station, grew up in Pittsburgh, went to Central Catholic. He said they'd be at these swanky restaurants like in like Chicago, New York, and it'd be him and Frankie, meaning Michael, and at the table sitting, eating with a napkin would be Bubbles.
Wow.
So that wherever he went, man, he took his guy Bubbles with him. All right, listen, we'll come back. We got lots to get to. Remember, 888-818-6334 to set up an appointment with MediConnect. There is never a charge for their services. And to register for those free seminars, you can do it that way or MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Back with more with Lauren Uran, the Inside Connection. MediConnect with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Stay with us.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back on the Inside Connection with Lauren Uran, segment two, and it's time to talk extra benefits. Go ahead, Laura.
All right, Rob. So, yeah, I actually today for the show, I tried to pick out a couple things, you know, with my changeover this year into our client experience department, you know, just trying to assess some of, like, what our most frequently asked questions or most frequently, you know, utilized things were. So kind of put today a little potpourri of different things that have just been coming up on the radar for a few folks. And I figured, hey, you know, sometimes what I love about the seminars specifically is like somebody asks a question and there's other people in the room thinking that question, you know, but you having that group discussion sometimes is really nice. So I was trying to bring in some different things that I know other people are experiencing just to say, hey, you're not alone there. So I want to talk about some extra benefits first and something that you want to know about this. So like you might have a friend that is on the same plan as you and it sounds like their benefits are different than yours. So the plans always vary by zip code. So you're, you know, one company might have a similar plan in two areas, but I was doing a seminar last year actually around the annual enrollment period time and people were like, hey, my friends, they live in Allegheny County and they get this with their plan from this company, but I only get this, right? And they were like, why? So these plans are all filed by county and by zip code. So those benefits can vary. So that's what's really important to, you know, kind of consider. Because you might say, I hear all the time, my friend's on this plan. That's what I want. Sign me up. Well, you and your friend's situation isn't always the same, right? Medications, doctors, lists. But also, it depends where you live. So if you live on the border of a county and your friend lives in one and you live in the other, those benefits could even differ. Dental benefits may sound comprehensive, but only offer cleanings or x-rays. Major work like dentures or crowns, it could be excluded from a policy. So you want to always make sure that you're checking out your benefits and understanding what's actually covered. Benefits, you know, for vision or hearing, they might only include an exam and not an allowance for glasses. We were kind of talking about that glasses allowance before. A lot of times, too, if you have something like a cataract surgery, right, they might cover an additional set of frames. So there may be benefits you have that you don't even know about involved in your plan. And then transportation, for example, may offer rides to doctor's appointments or pharmacies on some of these plans. And again, there could be a mileage limit on that or the, a limit of transportation itself. So don't always assume that your plan includes everything just because the commercial says it does. Or if you looked when you signed up 3 years ago and it said it had one thing, right? Those benefits could have changed over the time. And this is why we always say, give us a call. 888-818-6334. 888-818-MEDI. Give us a call. We can walk you through your plan, right? You might not even be eligible for an enrollment period this time, but if you want that extra understanding of your plan and what can, you know, what we can do. Also, I was talking about this about a month ago when I was here last. We've been working with some indemnity policies as well to kind of cover some of the gaps that are in some of these, especially the Advantage plans, right? Where you have co-pays and co-insurances. Some of these plans, again, can add additional benefits. We have ones that add back reimbursement for medications, things like that. So for like $20 a month, you can add an indemnity policy to cover some of the gaps in your plan. So, you know, you definitely want to stay in the know, stay understanding of what your plan is. And there's honestly, truly no better time to call than right now, right? Understand your benefits before we walk into this upcoming annual enrollment period. A little bit later, I'm going to talk about the annual notice of change, the ANOC that comes out in September every year. However, understand your benefits now. So when that ANOC gets there in the mail, you will then be able to really understand what changed and know, hey, do I really need to change my plan? Or, hey, there weren't many changes. I can stay. I'm good where I'm at. I'm happy with my coverage. So definitely something you always just want to make sure you're understanding and review because they do change so frequently. All right. So the next subject I want to talk about this segment as well. And Rob, I don't know, you probably have heard of some things as well, just, you know, folks that come on the show. But
right.
The scams.
Oh, lots of them.
Scam calls with Medicare. So, you know, unfortunately, with technology increasing, we were talking about that in the beginning of the show, that scam technology has increased as well. So, you know, we've had a client recently from West Mifflin actually told us that somebody signed them up for a new drug plan and they never authorized it. They said, they get a new ID card in the mail. They call into their current company, plan is now not in effect. And that's really a scary thing. And I've actually seen that happen a lot. So we worked with Medicare for that client to file a complaint, help her get back into the correct plan. But sometimes when things like that happen, it can take weeks, if not months, to get that all corrected, right? Because they've got to research and they've got to put everything back in place and resubmit the claims. You know, it can be really, really, really hectic. And, you know, if you click on a link or if you pick up a phone call, right, you know, you always want to just stay vigilant at what's going on. So, you know, check your Medicare summary notice regularly. And if something seems off or you get a card in the mail like that or something, give us a call. We have ways to take a look in our system and connect with the Medicare system and see, you know, what's going on, and we'll get to the bottom of it. So it's always good to, you know, be on the lookout for those 800 numbers if there's a call that you don't know, right? Save our number so you have it, and then that way if we're calling, you know it's us. But I recently had a personal story happen with a scam, and, you know, it was pretty crazy. My boyfriend's mom, actually, she had responded to a posting about wrapping her car for a certain company, and they were going to pay like, you know, $800-900 a month. So she's like, oh, I'm just going to investigate that, see what happens. Well, the check came in the mail. So check came in the mail, and she was like, I'm going to see what happens. So she took this check up to the bank, cashed it. It went through. It was like for a decent amount too. So they paid her like the first 2 months worth of the payment. Plus they wanted her to then take some of the cash and go buy Apple gift cards. Apple gift cards, they said, go buy these Apple gift cards, send us the tracking numbers. And when she told me that, I was like, there is a problem here, right? So I started following down this rabbit hole and like kind of researching, what are these people doing? How are they doing it? So they're making fake checks because the technology to fake a check is pretty decent nowadays, right? So they are making a fake check, it's cashed, and then by the time the entity that it was taken from realizes, hey, we never authorized that, it could be 2, 3, 4 weeks. And then what happens to that money that was in your bank account? Boom. They pull it all back and your bank account now goes negative and you're on the hook for that entire amount.
Ooh.
So definitely want to stay in the know. If somebody's calling and asking for money, if somebody's calling asking for gift cards and they were saying to like the PayPal payments or things like, hey, we're going to send you this money of a check and try to send it over there. You know, be wary of those situations.
A text message, an email, a phone call, I don't recognize it as like a dear friend or an associate. I don't even waste time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Tell them about the seminars again, then we're going to get to a break. But before we do the seminars, I just have to remind everyone, why not set up an appointment? It may not be the enrollment period, but they'd love to sit down with you, get an idea of where you're headed, what's going on. It's always the right time because they're there throughout the year. And we have an advisor every single Saturday from the time we go on the air until noon. You can get a hold of them at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And these seminars, MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab. They are free, but you have to register. You can do it via online or by calling 888-818-6334. A world of opportunity and information at these incredible seminars. And here is where they're going to be in the next few days.
All right. So we July 22nd at 6 p.m., we will be at the Sewickley Library off Thorn Street in Sewickley. August 5th at 6 p.m. will be at the Hampton Inn West Mifflin Rob On
of Lebanon Church Road, Pittsburgh.
There you go. August 12th, 6 p.m. will be at the Hampton Inn in Belle Vernon. And August 19th at 6 p.m. will be at the Hampton Inn in Butler. As always, that you can sign up for a virtual seminar as well if there's not one near your location.
Yeah, don't miss out. Again, 888-818-6334. You love those seminars. I do, too.
They're one of my favorite things to do. I mean, I used to present a lot in my old roles as well, and I like presenting. I like standing up and just creating that discussion.
Meeting people, right.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm a people person, so they're one of my favorite things to do, and I never get tired of them. The questions are always good. It's just great information, and it's all educational. We're explaining how the Medicare program itself works. One of the things, like Lance says this frequently, but it's like you're putting a foundation. If you're building a house, you got to put that foundation down first, right? So if you don't understand how Medicare works itself, and then you go and choose a plan, that's where you could, again, be maybe choosing the wrong thing for your needs. So really important to just have that basic understanding. That's what we're going to help you accomplish in these seminars.
And that's what they do every day. Again, here's the number to get a hold of them. We have a live advisor right now until noon. You'll hear somebody pick up and say, hello, MediConnect, can I help you? 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. And again, July 22nd, 6 p.m., Sewickley Library in Sewickley. August 5th, 6 p.m., Hampton Inn, West Mifflin, Lebanon Church Road, Pittsburgh. August 12th, 6 p.m., Hampton Inn, Belle Vernon. That's on Broad Avenue, Belle Vernon. And August 19th at 6 again, Hampton Inn, this one in Butler on Benavent Square in Butler. So make the call, register, free events, but you got to register. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Rob Taylor next with the news, and then back to more of MediConnect, the inside connection on KDKA. Good morning.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're back, and we're going to get right back to it. Don't forget, 888-818-6334, number to dial. We have representatives standing by. Make an appointment. Get that appointment now before the enrollment period, which will be here before you know it, just months away, and you'll know exactly where you stand. Lauren.
Absolutely. So this segment, we're going to talk about the ANOC and then coordination of benefits, which I think that is where I see most of our questions come into the client services department at MediConnect. So we'll get to that. So first off is the annual notice of change. So we were talking last segment about, you know, review your benefits. You don't always know what exactly is covered. Make sure you're aware, you know, if something's going to be applicable to you and you know what you can utilize. And also, what's really important is this annual notice of change. So those letters typically arrive by late September, and they explain how your plan will change for the next year. So this year, in September, ANOX will come out, and they will explain changes to your plans for the year 2026. So ANOC stands, again, for Annual Notice of Change, and that can include changes to premiums, copays, deductibles, changes to the drug formularies, changes to network, and also to all of your extra benefits, right? So if you're getting over-the-counter or dental or vision or hearing or all those extras that we see on these plans, any changes are going to show there. Also, that's where people can start finding out, hey, if the plan changed a formulary level for a drug, right? So, hey, your plan was covering this at a tier 2 last year. It's going to be a tier 4 next year. So you definitely want to, again, keep an eye out for these changes. And it's going to be applicable to folks on either an Advantage plan, a Medicare Advantage plan, or a prescription drug plan. They're going to give you those change notices. So this past year, actually, there was a plan out there, and it was pretty reasonable premium in like the $10 price range for a prescription drug plan. And they changed the premium all the way to like a $45 premium. A lot of people didn't see their ANOC, didn't, you know, call in for a review or anything of that nature. And basically in January, they went from getting charged around the $10 mark to about the $45 mark. And then at that point, it was too late to make a change to their coverage for the next year. So, and then some people go, oh, well, I'm not even taking medications, or I'm just going to drop it. Well, if you do that, you're going to get a late enrollment penalty for not having drug coverage for a year. So you definitely want to keep attentive of those things because, you know, those changes happen frequently in the area. And then I think what I was talking about last segment of making sure you understand what you have now. So when that ANOC comes out, then you know what's actually changing and how it's going to impact you.
The best thing you do, once you get the appointment with MediConnect, you build a relationship. It's open-ended. You can call anytime throughout the year. It's just that initial step, and people need to believe there's never a charge for their services, but they are your single best advocate when it comes to this stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And again, we're experts, right? But, you know, expert is, sometimes things pop up. I mean, I've been doing this 15 years, and you get things that pop up that you've never seen, never dealt with, a new
product.
That's
why you help each other.
Right? So we help each other, and then we have contacts within the company. Sometimes it takes a little bit to get an answer, you know, because they have to dig. But we know where to go to get the answer. We have contacts within the companies. A lot of times, sometimes we have to start out calling a member services, but if we get an answer that we're kind of like, I don't know how I feel about that answer, we have other ways to go about getting more information.
All right.
So there's a lot of information out there. I wish I could know all of it. I think I know a lot of it, but, you know, I'm never going to even know everything that's out there. So, you know, kind of connected to that idea is that this coordination of benefits. So probably the one thing I see come into our client experience department. So these are our clients. They're just having an issue with their coverage. Issue that maybe they have a question. Maybe you just want to, hey, I can't remember, what's my specialist copay, right? I can't remember how this is covered. But coordination of benefits is especially if you have Medicare and like other coverage. So you have VA or employer insurance or Medicaid. That can create issues because when you go to the doctor's office or any type of service that you're getting, they have to bill different cards, right? So just as an example, we have somebody we were working with where we helped them get onto a plan, but they had TRICARE, but TRICARE went away due to a divorce and really kind of tough situation. So TRICARE is asking for paperwork. And what's happening is they're trying to fill their medications through the delivery company, and the delivery company was the same one for both policies. So the delivery company keeps trying to bill it to the old insurance, and we're trying to get that updated for them, but they're having a hard time getting that. And here it was, again, due to just more information was needed at TRICARE, where they hadn't successfully disenrolled the person, but they were not supposed to be billing any claims to them. They needed to be disenrolled. So things like that happen. And I'll tell you, it's been like a 2-month, you know, kind of unwinding of where we need to go, who we need to talk to, what we need to do to get this all corrected. If you know, the one biggest piece of advice that I could give is make sure you have all your cards. So when you're going to the doctor's office, when you're going to pick up medications, right? If you're on a Medigap or a Medicare supplement plan, you're going to have your original Medicare card, right? Your red, white, and blue card. You're going to have your Medigap card. And then you could have a prescription drug plan card if you're taking any additional like dental, vision, hearing policies, right? You want to have all of those cards because, for example, with the Medigap, you know, let's take something like diabetic supplies. Diabetic supplies are actually covered under Part B, but your medication could be covered under Part D as in dog. Where do you pick up some of your syringes and durable medical equipment supplies, right? Oftentimes you're picking that up at the pharmacy. So when you're doing that, the pharmacy needs to bill the equipment to your original Medicare card and then secondarily to that Medigap card. And then if you're picking up insulin or other Part D medications, that has to be billed to that separate card, right? So I've seen times where people just show the wrong card and then it gets denied. And that's because that specific benefit is covered under one of the other cards. So the more cards you have, make sure you're showing them all because that's where hiccups can occur. So I've seen that a lot where people will take in their prescription drug card to the pharmacy because they're picking up their durable medical equipment at the pharmacy thinking, hey, this should be billed there. And then they'll get a denial, pay out of pocket. If you're on an Advantage plan, a Medicare Advantage plan, oftentimes you'll just have that one card. It's kind of one of the advantages of an Advantage plan, one card convenience. And then if you're on Medicaid and Medicare, and what we in the business talk as a D-SNP or a dual special needs plan, these are most often Advantage plans. So you have your Advantage plan cards, but you also want to show your Medicaid or in Pennsylvania CHC plan card in addition with that. So again, I can't tell you how many times that I've seen where somebody goes to get service and they get billed something and they're like, you know, I have medical assistance. I'm on a dual special needs plan. How is this not covered? It's because they didn't show that secondary Medicaid or CHC card for the doctor to bill that secondary and pick up all the copays. So really important to make sure that, you know, again, you're just aware. I've had people, too, where they're on a Medigap, but they don't show the Medigap card. And then they get billed the original Medicare cost or they say, hey, it's not covered in some of those cases as well. So not having the right cards can create a lot of issues. Good news is, again, this is what we do a lot with. So we see a lot of people calling in going, I got this bill. It's supposed to be covered. We say, hey, send us a copy of that bill. Let's take a look. We'll take a look and see how it was billed. We'll call into the carriers. Sometimes, again, it's just as simple as the right cards weren't shown. Often other times, too, it could have been a coding error on the part of the doctors or the insurance company, and we can usually get that correct.
And listen, we've all been there where things are going pretty good in your life and something comes in the mail and you're like, oh, I gotta pay this right now.
Yes.
And they pay it right away.
Biggest mistake I see. Absolutely.
I've done it, too. And then what happens, you realize if you pushed a little bit, you wouldn't have had to do that. I recently did it with an MRI, like $1,600, and I got talking to Lance and a couple of other guys. And I realized they're like, don't ever do that. You know, you just got to, you know, see it through, make some calls. If you have to talk to your carrier, so be it. But everybody just wants to do the right thing and pay the bill. You know what I mean? So in hindsight, I now know that you got to push back a little bit.
There's something to definitely be said about the way that the system works, right? So behind the curtain, you know, you go to your doctor and they're like, okay, great. We'll send you a bill, right? Whenever it's done. But behind that, like, you think about a doctor's office. Every insurance company that they take, they've got to submit a claim to that company through probably the carrier's claim portal.
Right.
So let's just say you're taking 20 different types of insurance, and maybe you're not as familiar with one company. Maybe more of your clients are with a different company at the doctor's office. So they're not familiar with the claims system. How easy is it for us to make a typo? I make typos all the time. That's why there's a delete button on the keyboard, Rob, you know? So we're human. We're going to error. But it's usually coming down to little things like that where something's just missed. It's really small and, you know, because it should be covered. And then you always want to look at that. And I've definitely been, you know, hey, I get a bill in the mail. It's $30. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, somebody's calling you because I forgot to pay that bill. And I'm like, okay, here, just pay it on the phone real quick. I'm busy. I'm going. And then you're like, wait a second. That should have been covered. It wasn't billed properly.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll take the claim or the bill and we'll help you get that resolved. We'll walk you through it. Sometimes we can even, depending on the company, there's a process where we can escalate it and get it taken care of for you without you having to submit the paperwork, which is nice. But yeah, always ask those extra questions and see what's going on because I see this happen all too often. Again, I would say this is what most of our calls are about.
All right, do me a favor, run the seminars again, and I'm going to tell you in just moments how you can register. They're free, but you have to register, Lauren.
All right, so July 22nd, 6 p.m. at the Swickley Library. August 5th, 6 p.m. at the Hampton Inn, West Mifflin, off Lebanon Church Road, Pittsburgh. And then we have August 12th, 6 p.m. at the Hampton Inn in Belle Vernon. and August 19th, 6 p.m. at the Hampton Inn in Butler.
All right. What you need to do, 888-818-6334. We have advisors standing by till noon. You can book it right there or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. What's coming up next?
All right. So we've got the last segment. We'll kind of recap everything we talked about today and go over the seminars again and see what you're doing for the weekend, Rob.
Pretty much what I'm doing right now. That's okay.
Well,
though,
you got plans today.
Oh yeah, I got a little family get together if I can stay awake. I mean, you know what? Here's the thing about this business: you get up so early, and your adrenaline gets pumping, and then when you get off the air, you still have that adrenaline, but all of a sudden it's like somebody pulls the rug out.
Oh, I know. It's like I do this when I come here and when I have seminars because I'm talking a lot and that, you know, gets going.
And you still, when you do this, you still don't go to bed till 11 or 12.
So right, because your brain needs that time to shut down a little bit.
And then I can't take naps anymore, you know, because there's always something going on. So it's never ending, but it'll be good to see some of the folks. All right, listen, short break. We'll come back. We're going to get to everything we talked about on the program. Next hour, True Value Home Improvement Show. Christine Zapf is here in the noon hour. And then at 1 o'clock, a guy that we met first on this very program, Cal McCormick, Blueberry Pharmacy. So stay right where you are. It's your Pratt Pack.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, let's review today's show. Here's Lauren.
All right. So we actually covered a lot of different subject matter today. So other than our obviously history and trivia, we talked over some extra benefits and just kind of knowing, hey, not everybody's benefits are created equal, right? Friends in the neighboring county might have different benefits on a similar plan or the same plan name than you do. So just
one of the things we have to make people aware of, Medicare is not one size fits all. You can have a tailor-made plan for you on Medicare. That's what they specialize in. It's not the government says it's this, it's this, it's this. It's different for everyone.
Right. So, like, again, original Medicare, we were talking about a little bit earlier, it's like that foundation. So that's what the government gives you. I always say, just think about original Medicare, about what you're getting from the government. But there's a lot of gaps in it. So how you fill those gaps is what's important. So, you know, and each person, again, has different needs and has different things going on in their life medically. So how you fill those gaps, that's what's going to be unique to you. And we talked about that coordination benefits and all those cards, right? And that's sometimes how you fill those gaps. But you want to make sure you're aware of how those plans are working, how they coordinate, and what the doctor needs to bill so that you're not getting bills. And if you get a bill in the mail that you don't, you're saying, hey, you know, I thought this was covered, or I shouldn't be getting billed this, or it just looks, you know, don't go and just pay it, right? Give a call, investigate what's going on, because many times an error can occur, whether it's coding, whether it's, again, coordination of benefits, a card got missed. So you definitely always want to look into that. We talked about scams as well. So just make sure, again, you're not taking calls from numbers you don't know and clicking on links from texts that you've never seen before. So you want to make sure you know the company and the entity. And again, we reach out to our clients via text and call. So when MediConnect reach out, save that number so you know, hey, it's coming from a safe place. Super important to know. But Medicare is not going to call you and ask for your information, right? So a lot of people get confused about that. And those scams, again, they're everywhere. I shared my personal story of one that we recently went through with a car wrapping scenario. But I've seen ones where they'll call people, say, hey, you know, your grandson's in jail, you need bail money, things like that. And
I know.
People just, you know, same thing as like, hey, I got a bill in the mail, I got to pay it. I think we're so conditioned nowadays to like, bill, I got to pay it. Somebody's there, I got to do it, right? But you want to make sure that you know where that's coming from. Very important, because as technologies increase, so have these scams, and you want to make sure that you're not getting taken advantage of.
Well, one thing is for sure, when you call 888-818-6334 and they say, MediConnect, can I help you? It's the real deal, and they are going to help you, and they are going to save you money, and they are going to get you good coverage. But again, enrollment period, if you're going to be 65 or this is the first year, you're going to want to set up that appointment right now. Don't put it off. So go ahead.
All right. And lastly, we talked about that ANOC. So just getting that reminder out there. September, that annual notice of change will be coming. So whether you're on a Medicare Advantage plan or a prescription drug plan that's coordinated with your Medigap plan, you want to be on the lookout for that and make sure, you know, I don't know about you, Rob, but like I get mail, right? Oh. And, you know, like my carrier for my health insurance, right? I'm also a health insurance agent. So I get double, like, you know, I'll get mail for like, hey, you know, Medicare agent, da 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 da. And then I'll get stuff to my own personal policy. It's funny when they call me, I'm like, are they calling me for me or are they calling me for
work?
You know, work. And but I will oftentimes toss a lot of that stuff. But you want to make sure that you're looking at that notice of change in September. So in the month of September, do not toss the mail. If it's coming from the company that you are currently enrolled into, you want to make sure you're going to be acknowledging that, taking a look at that, and then calling in if you need a review.
All right. Now, let's talk seminars real quick, and we'll kind of come back in a couple minutes to wrap up with them. But I want to make sure you get these. These are seminars happening in the next couple of days. To register, they're free events, but you got to register. 888-818-6334. And as always, we have that live advisor 2 hours after we're off the air till noon, or MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. Lauren.
All right. So July 22nd, 6 p.m., Sewickley Library in Sewickley. August 5th, 6 p.m., Hampton Inn, West Mifflin, off Lebanon Church Road. August 12th, 6 p.m., the Hampton Inn in Belle Vernon. And then finally, August 19th, 6 p.m., we'll be at the Hampton Inn Butler. And as always, you can check out on that seminar tab, the virtual tab as well, if you would like to watch that from the comfort of your own living room.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And also, if you're interested in maybe thinking you might want to do what Lauren does for a living, tell them what you're doing.
All right. So yeah, we are hiring right now. So we're bringing in some representatives. The positions that we're looking for are for our call center. So at the office, we have, you know, some representatives that work strictly over the phone, and we have some that go out to the home, right? And that way, you know, we can get both needs met of somebody that wants to meet in person or over the phone. So we are specifically looking for folks to work over the phone. So if you have call center experience, if you have Medicare sales experience, it's coming into the office. But if you, definitely get your resume. So if you go to MediConnectInsurance.com and there is a career link, you can submit your resume that way. Or you can give us a call, 888-818-6334, and ask for Lauren, and we will connect.
All right. So the most important stuff we learned on today's show, a couple of minutes left, all yours.
Yeah. So we we reviewed the ANOC, the Annual Notice of Change. We also talked, again, the coordination of benefits. I think, you know, that's just, again, where I see all the most calls coming in. So, but yeah, so I wanted to ask you, Rob, cause you shared with me in the, break here. What are your plans for today?
I actually have a birthday celebration. My dad's sister, the last surviving member of 9 of them, who turns 90 today. And here's what's ironic. I was thinking about her a lot the last couple of days. I actually met up with some cousins who came in from California. And my dad was born in Missouri on a farm, 1926.
Oh, wow.
And she's the baby of the family. So if she was born, she's 90, she was born in 1935.
Okay.
I believe out of the 9 kids, she was the baby, but the only one actually born in Pennsylvania. The rest were born on the farm.
Oh, wow.
And that just, I don't know why, it just kind of came to me. As a matter of fact, it came to me driving into work this morning.
Very cool.
And, you know, she lived with my grandmother for years, taking care of her after my grandfather died. So I would pop in all the time just to go see them and say hello and what have you. And we had these great conversations. And, you know, you see your own mortality changing in front of your very eyes. But then you realize the last surviving, really, aunt, and, you know, between my mom and my dad, uncle, this is it. So, you know, it's a pretty special day.
Well, that's going to be awesome. I enjoy so much and have fun. And I mean, maybe do an extra shot of espresso.
My mother's side, there were only like 6 of us, my sisters and me, and my aunt had a child, and then my uncle had a child. So it was small. And my grandmother was very young when she got married. So she was in her 40s when I was growing up. So she was like a mom. But my dad's family was massive. His brother had 11 kids. I mean, it was just,
Wow. We
had 6. And there were like the original, that 10-year period, Christmases and holidays, there were 37 of us.
Wow.
But here's what's even more daunting. Many of the people that I'm going to see today, I wouldn't know if I ran into them on the street because there's great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. And when you have an aunt who's been blessed to reach 90, I mean, that's a significant journey. And somebody told me the other day that one of my cousins is on Channel 11. So, it's a continuing cycle, but all of a sudden, one day you wake up and you're them.
That is so neat. I hope you have a blast there.
That'll yeah, really, I'm going to go really spend a little bit of time with my Aunt Joanne. Love her to death. And
if she needs any help with her Medicare, you know who to call.
Listen to me. This woman is in better shape than me, and I'm still trying to figure out. But you know what? My dad's dad lived to be in his 80s. My grandmother lived to be 80. My aunt's 90 years old. And sadly, you know, my uncle, my godfather, and my dad passed away, but they were really heavy smokers.
Okay.
You know? But they also worked in a place that wasn't so friendly. You know, back in the day when those mills were booming. And that's why I just hope people understand what we do here on this show. I look so forward to it because Medicare is one of the greatest gifts that anybody can have. And it gives, my dad got peace of mind from it. My mother got peace of mind from it. I'm going to get peace of mind from it. But they never had a resource like MediConnect. And what an, I think about how many people like my parents' age that you're helping, and now my age, every single day. That's something to be very proud of. This is life-changing stuff you're doing.
Well, thank you. I mean, I enjoy it. I have a lot of fun with it. Again, not everything's there's issues, there's billing issues, there's things that pop up, but, you know, I always kind of look at them too as like a challenge to me of something that pops up. If it's something I'm not 100% certain how to fix, that you better be sure by the time I'm done with it, I will be.
Listen, my dad and mom had each other. I'm basically flying solo. I have nobody. My sisters have their own issues with their kids and grandkids and vice versa. My kids are on their own and adults. So you guys have been a real big part of my family, and I'm grateful.
Oh, we're grateful to have you, Rob.
All right, stay with us. Lots more to come, including the news at 10. And then we come back a little True Value time on KDKH or PrattPack. Rob's next with the news. Still to come, Christine Zapp, AAA Central's Talking Travel. And then in the noon hour, someone I met through MediConnect, really doing incredible things, getting rid of the middleman and getting people cost-efficient drugs and getting them to them on time. It's Cal McCormick, Blueberry Pharmacy, your Pratt Pack for a Saturday on KDKA. Good morning.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.